Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Are you interested in angels, demons, spirits, ghosts, and monsters? Are you curious about their origins, tales, and influence upon history and on the present day? If so, sit back, relax, and welcome to Southern Demonology, the podcast that explores all of this and more.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Southern Demonology. I am your host, JJ, and as always, I really appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day to listen to this humble little podcast. And before I proceed any further, I want to offer a profound apology. I have taken about a month off from producing this podcast, and it's not because I am abandoning it by any means of the word. I have had an entire slew of activities bombard me all at the same time. It may sound like I'm trying to dip into the excuse bag and just pull out whatever I happen to find, but I do want to actually explain myself a little bit so you know that this is not a frequent occurrence. So, first, I actually developed the Southern Demonology website. You can find that at southerndemonology.com. Surprise of surprises. But it took a while to get done, but I'm really happy with it. It will list all episodes that we have available. It will list all tags of all episodes, and you can actually find episodes by those tags. So I'm going to be adding on to that a little bit later with some additional functionality. But the other nice thing about it is I have incorporated discuss message boards. So, if you are so inclined, if you would like to spark up conversations with me online or with anyone else who happens to join, then please do so. I think it would be a lot of fun to get some live feedback on each episode and actually see what people think. And you can also contact us directly there and submit feedback or responses, etc. So I hope you like that. So I started off by taking a little bit of a hiatus to finish that out because I'm a developer. I love getting to develop, and I actually played with some new technologies and getting this site up and going. And that's all I could kind of obsess about for a little bit. Once I finished that, I went one day to turn on my computer, and it would not turn on. I had a hard drive failure. So I said, okay, well, I've only got quite a few other computers around here. I went to my super big desktop, which I custom built, and went to turn it on. And same thing, hard drive failure, all at the same time, which is either the dark powers of the universe have really conspire to work hard to jinx all of my electronics because they were so bad and mad about me actually talking about them, or much more likely, I have put a lot of stress on my computers during the winter. My family is Japanese, and the Japanese are firmly in love with all four seasons. Which means that during the winter, we do not use heat. And during the summer, we don't use air conditioning all that much. I have since negotiated with my wife to allow me to use the air a lot. Otherwise, I would be oozing sweaty puddles behind me whenever I would happen to walk. But during the winter, we normally don't use any heat whatsoever, except for when it gets truly bitterly cold, in which case I have a floor heater down here in my office, which I'll turn on. But if someone happens to turn on the microwave at the same time, then poof, everything turns off and I have to reset the breaker box. And that happened quite a few times, and I have not been quite smart enough to actually get a backup system for that. So anyway, took me a little bit to actually get everything up and going again. And right after I had done that, I actually started to go through the process of finding a new job. Where I was wasn't quite offering up the opportunities which I wanted, and so began that process and actually had a lot of hits and finally accepted an offer. And I am now in my second week at my new gig. And just to let everyone know, I'm a workaholic by nature. It doesn't take much for me to for those symptoms to flare up, and starting a new job, hitting the ground running, and making sure that I'm worth my money is always a way to make that flare up. So I've been putting in copious amounts of hours and trying to get all of that going. But now I have finally gotten all of my files back onto my tower computer, and I can now proceed forward. So I really appreciate y'all bearing with me during this time. Now that I have the website up, I'm actually going to be able to broadcast if there's going to be any kind of a delay. And there might be just for this weekend, because I'm going to have some family coming up and I want to be able to spend some time with them. But I do anticipate getting a new episode out at least by Monday or so. But any further updates will be found on the website, which is convenient, thank goodness, and it's a great way for me to advertise it. So, woohoo! Anyway, enough about that. The other main update that I want to provide is I have been so touched by everybody writing to me. Actually, my new email buddy Carl and his fiance, they wrote me to tell me that they have actually gotten married now. So congratulations. That just that made me so happy to actually read that. And I've had quite a few others to email me and say that how they've enjoyed the show, or wondering if I'm still alive and going to be pumping out some new episodes. So for everyone who took the moment to write, I really do appreciate it. So we will be back on a regular schedule now. So please look forward to that. And I think we're going to have some fun going forward. The last thing, just in terms of general updates that I want to go over, is I've actually have been looking at SoundCloud statistics. And wouldn't you know, I have actually, so the total plays for this podcast have now reached almost to 1,200. That is staggering to me. So when I started this podcast, it was not in the hopes of becoming famous, which wouldn't happen, or at least internet famous, which I have zero desire for. It would be nice if some, you know, side money came in, but that's not what I was after either. This was really an avenue for me to A, talk about some passions that I have, and B, be able to actually put some of my education in use. Because really, besides writing some, you know, some small programming items for translation or for OCR, I really haven't done all that much. And it's been amazing just to be able to dig up some of this old knowledge that's been kind of rattling in the back of my head. But the main aspect that I've come to enjoy is this community. Having people reach out to be able to connect with others and to go over some of these items, it's been truly amazing to me. So, I know I always say thank you because I really do appreciate it, but I just want to say it one more time. For those that have listened in, who have contacted me or lurked in the shadows or whatever it may be, I appreciate you. And if there's ever anything that I can do in terms of talking about topics that interest you or discussing some further details about something that we've already covered, or just to say hi, whatever it is, please reach out because I'm always here. I always have my phone in my hand, and I would love to hear from you. So, one bit of bad news is that we are not going to go over the main topic that we have covered in previous times, which is the third episode for the idea of the demonic. Rather, we're going to cover for the rest of this episode a rather unique experience I had a weekend before last, and go over some of the ideas behind that. And then we will pick up that third episode of the demonic next time. So I appreciate your forbearance. We will be right back after this break. So this next bit is really inspired by my son. So he is just recently turned 11, and it was pretty obvious a few years ago that he had inherited my love for all things horror, whether it's monsters or scary movies or ghost stories or whatever. He is right there with me. Now, he is entirely too young to watch most of the stuff, but a few years ago, I had discovered this Japanese anime called Yami Shibai. And it's a very short form anime, only about each episode is only about 5 minutes long. And they all tell ghost stories that are really very kid friendly. There's maybe two or three, primarily in the first season, that get a little freaky, but by and far most of them are extremely kids friendly. In fact, TV Tokyo has recently picked up the series and has ran with it and bumped the production quality up a decent bit. In fact, coincidentally, Monday, the newest 5th season episode just aired, and it was actually pretty good. But before I go way off on topic on that, so my son would sit there and watch these things over and over and love them. So last summer, when he was up here with me, I started looking on YouTube to find some additional videos that really would kind of freak him out. And I first landed on this one channel called All Music Japan. And what it was is they're all fake. Every single video of these are fake, but they're pretty long. They're about 30 minutes each. And they go through and they do these hidden camera tricks So you'll be looking at a picture of a car, and then all of a sudden, out of the corner of your eye, you'll see a brief flash of a visual, and it will usually be a ghost that is reflected in fog or smoke or in the window of a car or something else. There actually, a lot of these have made their way onto Japanese talk shows. And for those who have never really seen one, they're typically, they'll have an entire panel of celebrities, anywhere from 3 to 30. And they will then show some interesting video, but they'll have one of the panelists or multiple panelists' faces up in the corner of the TV screen, and it will show their reactions live. So there's a lot of these types of videos. They've been very popular, so it's not surprising that people have started manufacturing their own in the exact same vein. So I showed a few of these to him. He really liked them, and then I started looking for some more believable paranormal videos that weren't too scary. Who among you are actually, like, really interested in ghost hunter videos or even just YouTube paranormal videos?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I used to be, like, especially for the ghost hunter type things. The idea was really interesting, but then I became quickly disillusioned just because of the fact that in the back of my head, I would think, well, if one of these groups had actually found something either A, verifiable, or B, just truly freaky, I would not be hearing about it first on a episode of whatever show I'd happen to be watching. It would be on the news. It would be in some, you know, article I found online or something else. So I kind of abandoned those, but then I started finding some pretty good channels that would show some of the more recent paranormal videos that were making the rounds. One of these channels was the Boo Review. So it's these three guys from Mississippi who sit there and catalog and review all of these videos that their viewers would send to them or they would just find on the internet. And it's a really good blend of, like, true analytical case studies. And they blend that with humor and some gag props, etc. So it, although it's been kind of losing steam as of late, just because I think some of their humor has been, like, really forced or just kind of taking a back seat. But still, it's really good. And so I went from there and found a couple of other channels, etc. But this highlight of ghostly videos or pictures or just investigations has really been kind of ticking in the back of my head. I would love to actually go off and do some minor investigations along this front. Of course, I have none of the equipment and I have none of the experience, but for me, it would be more about the thrill of actually getting to go somewhere that actually could have some paranormal activity to it. I really love that kind of a concept. And in fact, my mom, who is very much not a horror fan, but whenever we talk, she'll keep me updated if she's heard anything really kind of creepy. For example, in a town that's very close to where I grew up, which is called Vanlair, then it was about 400 people. Now it's probably more like 600 or 800. But there's been a house that that was bought and is being renovated, and the contractor who was doing it would come into the workplace where my mom is and tell about some of the really freaky things that they've found. When workers are in there, they'll hear voices. They will hear footsteps everywhere. They'll find items being moved, kind of your prototypical poltergeist kind of activity. And that's not the only example. There's another house in White Bluff, which is about 30 minutes away. And that town has actually had quite a few legends. One of them is the Goat Man. But there is a house in which very similar kind of activities have been reported. So it's not a one-off. And I've often thought about getting to do this. But this weekend, the weekend before last, I took my family down to Williamsburg. Because there was kind of a professional activity that we decided to join in, but also it'd just be fun for the kids to get out and get away from their studying for a while and actually be able to kick back and relax some. And I actually got to do a really minor version of some of these things that I've been wanting to do, and it was a lot of fun. And actually had something pretty strange happen. Which I am very much looking forward to sharing with y'all. For those who don't know, Williamsburg is a very historic city. In fact, it kind of capitalizes upon that historicity to be almost a tourist trap. But it is a nice place. It's the home of William and Mary. There's a lot of historical buildings. You have Colonial Williamsburg, which is a historic recreation kind of village where you can pay and get in and walk around how it used to be in colonial times, etc. So what we did was that night when we were there, I actually purchased tickets to a ghost tour because I thought it would be interesting to A, learn a little bit about more about the history of the town, but even more just to be able to hear some fun ghost stories with my wife as we tour around some of the more historic locations there. So we get there, and the tour guide's really nice. Very articulate. Takes us into the College of William and Mary. Tells us a few ghost stories about some of the earliest buildings right there in the entrance to the quad. And then we proceed down to this large green patch, which is located right near the Governor's Palace, which is a recreation of that building, and tells a few stories there, and then moves us to the very last location, which is supposed to be the most haunted place in Williamsburg. Let me start off by saying that Williamsburg has truly capitalized upon every facet of its history, especially when it comes to ghost tours. Now, Colonial Williamsburg has two different types of ghost tours, but then if you go to theghosttour.com, I believe it is, then you'll find a company which does a variety of these different things. So, in fact, they are so popular. We walked by probably a good 10 or 15 different groups, and they're all being ran by different companies. The one thing that they all kind of shared in common was the tour guide would have either a plastic or glass lantern in which they actually used real candles inside. And that's what they would hold up so you could keep track of where your tour guide is. Now, only problem is that there's a lot of these going on all at the same time. So when we went to that last stop on the tour, there was another group that was already there. And the first thing that I heard was, yes, Unsolved Mysteries covered this place back in the late 80s, and they found a lot of really interesting stuff. And our tour guide gets us a little bit away from them and says, don't believe a word of that. The city of Williamsburg would never allow Unsolved Mysteries to come in and cover one of its own properties. And they definitely have never been here, have never covered anything like that. But after that little preamble, he then went through kind of a really interesting rundown of all of the deaths that this house had had. It had little boys died in it. It had fires. It had a whole bunch of different stuff. But the one thing that the tour guide said that really kind of caught my attention was a lot of people have problems photographing this place. He said that sometimes people would take photos and the house would simply never show up, or it would be obscured by something. He said one time a few years ago, he was given the tour. A girl took a couple of photographs on her cell phone, turned and looked at them, screamed, and threw her phone down the road. Now, he didn't know what was on it, and it was probably just a really good story and not really based in fact, but something strange did happen. So, I will set the picture. It was a very hot and humid evening, to the point where if you walked outside, at least for me, I would poof, be instantly covered in sweat. And walking around in this very hot atmosphere was not a pleasant experience, to say the least. But when I went to take photos of this house, I was only able to get one photo that actually kind of showed the residence. All of the rest of them were covered by an obscuring fog. In fact, in some others, I actually caught a lot of wisps of light, which some people have attributed to spectral lights. Some people have attributed to bugs flashing across the camera lens. I'm not really sure what it was. So I was taking all of this with my my Google Pixel phone, and it was really kind of bizarre. I took probably a good 15 different shots, and anytime there was there wasn't a light source involved, then there was a very thick fog, which was not visible to the human eye, that would cover the entire building. If there was a light source, then you could see that portion of the house okay. But every other shot was completely obscured. So, a few theories. It could be that, I would say that it could have just been my camera lens being foggy on my phone, but I specifically wiped it beforehand a couple of different times, so I don't think it could have been that. It could have been the humidity and moisture in the air was deliberately being picked up because there wasn't a clear light source for some of these. And that could also be the case. But I didn't encounter this at any other location while I was there. So it could have been something with that particular spot, or it could actually be something kind of supernatural. I don't know. I am going to upload these to the website when I cover this story. I've just got to build in that functionality first, which won't take but a couple of days. Really take an hour, but with my work schedule, I'm not quite sure if I'm going to get around to doing that anytime this week. But And that way you can take a look for yourselves. I don't hold any high hopes that this is something that falls outside of the realm of the science. But for me, I mean, this was my very first kind of experience. And the tour guide kept saying, oh, you know, a lot of people have captured, you know, figures and windows, etc. So I thought, wow, it would be really cool if my first time out, I actually got something. And this could just be a gigantic stretch of the imagination, but it was a lot of fun. I truly enjoyed it. So I might seek out some groups around here that do this kind of work and see if I can tag along. Not that I can really add too much, but it was a really fun kind of experience. So if anyone is in the Virginia neck of the woods and would like to try it or have tried it and have experienced anything, please let me know. I would love to hear some of your experiences. And it doesn't have to be about Williamsburg. It can be anything. So I'm not from Virginia, of course, I've covered that, but I did go to college here, and now I'm living up here, so it would be great to hear about any kind of experiences that people have had. So that is going to wrap up this episode. I know it hasn't been too exciting, I apologize for that, but I definitely wanted to get a lot of these updates out of the way and an apology for being away for as long as I have. And I will try not to ever let that happen again. But if something does come up, now you can go to a location to find out what in the world is happening, which is southerndemonology.com. Thank you all again for listening, and I will join y'all next week. I hope y'all have had a great July 4th. This has been Southern Demonology. Please feel free to contact us at southerndemonology@gmail.com. We hope that you join us again for our next episode.